You can bring up anything that you want here at 855-450-FREE. In the first hour of the show, for those of you just tuning in, we actually just got two paragraphs into a piece over at scientificamerican.com asking the question, can heterosexual men and women ever be just friends? It ended up spawning an hour-long conversation on the topic, and we haven't even gotten to what Scientific American here says is new research that suggests that there may be some truth to the idea that we may think we're capable of being just friends with members of the opposite sex, but the opportunity for romance is often lurking just around the corner, waiting to pounce at the most inopportune moment. We will continue this piece in moments, but first, Jeremy's on the line in Philly, listening via TuneIn. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. I had a seatbelt ticket story, but I just wanted to comment on the topic. Yeah. I think friendships have a really strong connection to relationships. A lot of females prefer them to kind of test the waters for a relationship. They don't want to date right away. They do like the friends first. But for males, they'll usually settle for friendships if they're rejected, the dreaded friend zone. Or in my case, if there was an initial attraction, but then the guy realizes he really wouldn't want to be with the girl, but kind of stays with her because she's cool and then there's mutual interest. I think there's always opposite sex people that we have platonic relationships with, like a friend of your wife or someone from childhood or work acquaintances. But I think that friendships can have inroads and strong connections to relationships. And then I have this a seatbelt ticket story. I happen to talk to a lot of truck drivers at my job. I don't drive. But a truck driver had told me that because of a medical condition, he cannot wear his seatbelt across his chest because of his heart. Mm-hmm. So he was wearing it a special way. And he was driving down the highway, and there was a state trooper standing on an overpass with binoculars looking down at the traffic, and the state trooper radioed ahead to a chase car, and the truck driver was pulled over a couple miles down the road. And the truck driver, I talked to him yesterday, and he took it to court. He fought the seatbelt ticket, and he got it dismissed.
I just had
to think, like, when he was telling me about it, I could not stop laughing because it sounded so ridiculous. I just could picture a trooper with a Smokey the Bear hat, with binoculars, with the mustache, looking down off the overpass. And I asked the truck driver, driver said that there's more money for the troopers to pull over the trucks because they could hit the trucking company with a Department of Transportation safety violation.
The DOT is absolutely ridiculous with the restrictions that are in place on truckers and transportation mm-hmm. companies. They're absolutely ridiculous that they're moving toward now. If you work for a transportation company and you don't even drive, you need DOT clearance and TSA clearance if you do business at the airport.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the same thing with truckers as it is with anybody that's traveling, though. I mean, these bureaucrats know that they can hand out tickets like candy, and most people are just going to pay them because, especially with a truck driver, they're not stopping there. They're not going to be there for whenever they're probably not going to be there for whenever the court date is. It's just more convenient to pay the ticket and move on. But
truck drivers do, okay, so some states have moved to very expensive tickets. If you look at states like New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, you look where they have high tax rates and they'll often have high ticket costs
mm-hmm.
too.
Yep.
But I mean, you know, at one point, speeding tickets would be less than $100. Now they can be like $400.
Wow.
And you know, this is no joke at all. But when you're talking about truck drivers, tickets can be, when you figure in what it costs the trucking company and then the truck driver, it can be grand.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, it'll be worth it to go to court. And good for him for challenging this and taking it on and winning. Do you know any more detail about how he won in court?
I know that he was able to take photos. He had a friend stand up on a high surface and take photos of him sitting in the cab from the frontal view and mm-hmm. side view with the seatbelt on. And he said that you could clearly see in the photos how the top end of the belt is pushed down. And truck has it's a Peterbilt, and it has a really wide, like, the windshield itself is narrow. So when you're looking down on it, there's a sun blocker over like a good portion of the windshield. It's pretty narrow. Yeah. It's almost like a large slit. So when you're, of course, looking down through that from an overpass, you're not seeing a gigantic windshield. You're seeing a portion of it. And he was able to take photos and bring them in to show the judge that he did have his seatbelt on. It just wasn't visible. And he had to get paperwork from his doctor. But it brings up two issues. One, just to think of a private business, how this is the state taking a truck driver. He has to go to court, and then the company has, think of all the resources wasted on the ticket. That just speaks to the inefficiency of government. And then think of just the waste of police resources. I don't know how many times I've opened the paper, and there's a whole kind of crime in Delaware County outside of Philly. There's all this crime in Chester. Their police, like a year or two ago, like half their police force quit. Like, you have tons of real crime in Delaware County, and you have 2, 3, 4 troopers, their salaries, their equipment. You have this, all these police resources to,
And they're not busting people for seatbelts.
Look at the money, where the money's coming in here. And additionally, when you have a tag team or a set of tag team police officers doing something like this, when you appeal it, they need to bring everybody into court. Otherwise, it gets dismissed for your... I forget what the term is, but it happened for me once. Somebody caught me with the radar and called ahead, and I wanted the initial guy, not the guy who signed my ticket. I wanted the guy with the radar detector, and he was not there, so they dismissed.
Case dismissed.
Yeah.
Jeremy, thanks for sharing your story tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So important to take these things to court, because a lot of time they don't really have a case, and they just know that if they hand out tickets, people will pay them.
HowToWinInCourt.com.
Indeed. That is the new version of what was formerly known as Jurisdictionary.
It's a great course, and it's the only one like it out there that will teach you how to, how to make motions in court and all those kind of things. I mean, the kind of rules you need to know in court. It's one thing to take a ticket to court. It's a great idea. But when you do, you need to know the rules of court, and howtowinincourt.com will teach them to you.
You know, especially in cases where you've got the possibility of court costs looming over your head as well, just for taking something to court. You don't want to end up paying court costs. You want to win.
That's right.
So it helps.
It'll teach you how to do it in the course of a weekend. An average eighth grader could learn how to do the course, and it costs about less than what it would cost to spend an hour with any good attorney.
Back to the Scientific American article about new research suggesting that maybe we think we're capable of being just friends, that is, heterosexual men and women with members of the opposite sex, but the opportunity or perceived opportunity for romance is often lurking just around the corner, waiting to pounce at the most inopportune moment. Continuing, in order to investigate the viability of truly platonic opposite-sex friendships, a topic that has been explored more on the silver screen than in the science lab, researchers brought 88 pairs...
It's a compelling topic, though, and that's proof.
...brought 88 pairs of undergraduate opposite-sex friends into a science lab.
Okay, so they're restricted by age already.
Yeah, typically a lot of these studies go with young people.
Are you calling college students shallow?
I might be. I might be, Mark. I might
Privacy was paramount.
I think that speaks more to your experiences in that age group than these people that were brought into the lab.
Oh, okay.
Privacy was paramount. For example, imagine the fallout if two friends learned that one and only one had unspoken romantic feelings for the other throughout their relationship. In order to ensure honest responses, the researchers not only followed standard protocols regarding anonymity and confidentiality, but also required both friends to agree verbally and in front of each other to refrain from discussing the study even after they'd left the testing facility. These friendship pairs were then separated, and each member of the pair was asked a series of questions related to his or her romantic feelings, or the lack thereof, toward the friend with whom they were taking the study. The results suggest large gender differences in how men and women experience opposite-sex friendships, or at least how undergraduate men and women.
Right,
and I
exactly.
think it's very prescient to point that out, Emmy. This would also be interesting to see how seniors,
right.
you know,
or even middle-aged people like Mark
to the same questions.
When are you going to be middle-aged?
We'll continue here with the details on what the study found out in a moment. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You may bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
When you run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found Web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations. Absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call web.com today at 800-862-9475. That's 800-862-9475. Or visit web.com/radio.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you the website for free. But let me tell you, it is not free to run that website. It costs way more than I expected that it would. And so if you want to help us out with that, there are ways to do it. One of them is by sending a little something to our Bitcoin tip jar. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com in order to find the address that you'll need to send us whatever amount of bitcoins you would like. Bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Also, there's some handy links on that page to help you learn more about Bitcoin and also acquire Bitcoin. So bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
I think it's a good time to acquire Bitcoins. Also, there's going to be an artificial bump in the price of Bitcoins. The mining rate will be cut in half near the end of the month, so I recommend buying them as soon as you can. There's links there to do that at bitinstant.com. But if you don't know what Bitcoins are, there's also links there to find out what they are. We use coins.org. That link is at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And also blockchain.info. That's a place where you can get a free online Bitcoin wallet. Again, it's blockchain.info. This wallet is encrypted right in your browser. Blockchain.info never has any access to your money. In fact, they don't even know how much money you're sending or receiving at any given time. And with it, you can send Bitcoins via email to your Facebook friends or to anyone's cell number in just about any country around the world. And it's all free. Blockchain.info.
So we're going to continue here with the Scientific American article about some new research involving college students, 88 pairs of them, opposite sex friends, heterosexual, brought into a lab and interviewed regarding their true feelings about their friend. They were told to keep it secret, keep it private. The testers kept the information private as well. That way they hoped that the friends would give honest responses regarding their level of attraction to their other friend. The results suggest a large gender difference in how men and women experience opposite-sex friendships. Men were much more attracted to their female friends than vice versa. Hmm. So just by that, you can presume that if you are with if you're friends with a lady and you are attracted to her, but she has not indicated as such to you,
she doesn't have a clue.
That she, you know, either doesn't have a clue or is definitely not interested in you.
Yeah, right? One of the two.
And men were also more likely than women to think that their opposite sex friends were attracted to them, a clearly misguided belief. And that's understandable why a man might think that, oh, she's spending time with me, she must be attracted to me, because that's what men think, right? If a man is spending time with a woman because she's attractive to him, they put themselves in her shoes and think, oh, well, she must be spending time with me because she's attracted to me. It's not true.
I don't think so. Necessarily.
You don't think men think that? Well, that's what the study is saying here. Men were more likely than women to think that their friends of an opposite sex were attracted to them, and they were wrong.
Well, I think it would be more accurate to say that women probably think that they are attracted to them in not a romantic way, but enjoy company same as they do.
We're talking about romance.
Right, I understand.
Yeah. And sex.
I have heard a friend of mine explained his theory on this friendship thing was essentially, I'll hang around her as her friend because at some point sooner or later she has to take her clothes off. And this is the concept. You know, like at some point she'll be vulnerable. She'll be, you know, which I consider pathetic again, right? Like it's the predator that can only...
Yeah, it sounds like a rapist or something. Sounds really, really dangerous.
Seriously.
He's waiting until she's drunk and he's going to take advantage of her or something like that?
I don't know. What does that mean? I think they're hoping for something good to happen. Yeah. I don't necessarily talk about taking advantage of anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, depends on what you mean by that statement. And I just, you know, to me, it just makes a heck of a lot more sense. Let's just get this out on the table.
In fact, men's estimates of how attractive they were to their female friends had virtually nothing to do with how these women actually felt, and almost everything to do with how the men themselves felt. Basically, males assumed that any romantic attraction they experienced was mutual, and were blind to the actual level of romantic interest felt by their female friends, which is why getting it out on the table as quickly as possible is a very helpful thing to do.
And maybe even misinterpreting something that's intended as a gesture of friendship. Like, I don't know, running an errand for a friend. Oh, she must like me. I don't know.
She's running the errand or he's running the errand?
She's running the errand for him. Oh, she must really like me. It's not a great example off the cuff, but I'm sure I can come up with something better.
It seems more likely that he would be the one running in the errand, is what I've seen in these situations.
Well, and that definitely happens, too. We've discussed this before. And the question, I believe, if memory serves, that you ask me, Mark, is do I have any guy friends that I am not attracted to that do favors for me?
Yes.
And the answer is no.
Okay.
Not really.
Okay.
Women were also blind to the mindset of their opposite sex friends because females generally were not attracted to their male friends. They assumed that this lack of attraction was mutual.
Yes! Ding, ding, ding!
So the same thing's happening on both sides. The male is attracted. He assumes she's attracted because she's hanging out with him. The woman is not attracted. She assumes he's not attracted as well. And so both people are projecting their own feelings onto the other.
So what's the percentage? Did they give percentages on this?
You could probably get into the study. They're just kind of giving you a general summary.
A disproportionately large amount of men thought that they were moving towards a romantic relationship by being in a friendship. And
yes.
A disproportionately large amount of women thought otherwise.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, this is totally what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And
I said, I think you're right on this.
I'm not trying to be mercenary or anything. I tend to look at the world in a mercenary fashion. You know, I want to look at facts. I don't fluff the pillow or anything like that. I specifically want to talk about what's real, and this is real. Is that
you're giving it to us raw?
Keep it in your pants.
Guys feel this way often. They think that they can. Friendship their way to romance.
Mm.
And I'm not saying, unfortunately, this system works often enough that it keeps people that are willing. Yes, it does work often enough.
Hmm.
The gentleman was just talking. There have been a couple of gentlemen that have talked about it when they've called in. Sure.
They have? That they've been able to friend their way into a romantic relationship.
Yeah, they were talking about that sort of situation, yeah.
As a result, men consistently overestimated the level of attraction felt by their female friends, and women consistently underestimated the level of attraction felt by their male friends. Men were also more willing to act on this mistakenly perceived mutual attraction. Both men and women were equally attracted to romantically involved opposite-sex friends, and those who were single. Hot friends were hot and not friends were not, regardless of their relationship status. However, men and women differed in the extent to which they saw attached friends as potential romantic partners. Although men were equally as likely to desire romantic dates with taken friends as with single ones, women were sensitive to their male friends' relationship status and uninterested in pursuing those who were already involved with someone else.
Who said it? I said it.
These results suggest that men, relative to women, have a particularly hard time being just friends. What makes these results particularly interesting is that they were found within particular friendships. Remember, each participant was only asked about the specific platonic friend with whom they entered the lab on this particular scientific study occasion. We'll give you more here in a moment. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can share your thoughts if you would like, or bring us anything that you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25 to 30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll-free number, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And maybe you've got some thoughts on the topic du jour tonight. Can heterosexual women and men actually be friends? The science says they're very confused about it. We'll continue here with that in moments. But first...
Well, this evening on the Edgington Post, I did an interview with David E. Jones, the author of strategicsurvival.com. You can find that interview over at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. All the interviews that I do for the Edgington Post are included there. Just extra content. Go get it for completely for free. And if you need to know what Strategic Survival is, it's a book that points out specifics that you need to know in specific survival situations, not just, you know, what you should have and for, you know, the survival of your family. It's important to know what you need in specific situations, and strategicsurvival.com really lays that out for you. Also, specific products that you might, you know, if in this situation you're going to want tested, and it gives you all kinds of practice that you can do. StrategicSurvival.com. It's a great book, and it should be in any person who's interested in being prepared, preppers, any kind of preppers library. StrategicSurvival.com.
We're continuing here with the Scientific American piece on whether or not men and women can actually just be friends in heterosexual relationships. Mark, you, I think, brought up astutely the question about what about, you know, homosexual males or females, do the same factors of friendship questions, you know, apply to them as well. Turn turns out in the study, at least in this case, of college-age couples, college-age friends, a male and female.
Friend couples.
Right. Going into this study, they were, you know, there was privacy surrounding this. They were, you know, told, look, you know, this is going to be personal information. We're not going to let your friend know this. They wanted to know how they really felt about them. As it turns out, the males in the study overestimated big time the level of attraction felt by their female friends. And the women consistently underestimated the level of attraction felt by their male friends. So totally oblivious, as you were suggesting earlier, Nemi.
That's a sight.
And the guys were thinking that every little, you know, sidewards glance from her was, you know, an invitation to a bigger and better romantic sexual relationship.
If you come shopping with me at Bed Bath & Beyond, you might get to see me naked later. Right?
Am Apparently, I getting that's it? What they believe.
Am I getting this right?
Before maybe ninth grade, I kind of had this policy of trying to be friends with women that I found attractive. And, you know, just the feeling that I had in this area is, that's why I use the term pathetic, because this idea that you're running around for months, if not years, pining after this individual that you think that just the right situation is going to come up and the magic is going to happen. And, you know,
study says that's just not going to happen.
No.
Most of these women had absolutely no feelings for the other guy at all. And
not in that way.
Yeah. And that the guys believed that they did. And they believed that they did because of their confirmation bias that, oh, well, she continues to hang out with me, so therefore she must be interested.
Oh, no, it goes further and deeper than this. I mean, take a look at Hollywood and its guilt in this area. I mean, when Dustin Hoffman's, banging on the glass at the church going, Elaine! Elaine! At his girlfriend's, the girl he wishes to marry's wedding, trying to break up the wedding, letting her know that he's in love with her, and she, you know, dumps the guy and goes with
her. Which movie was this?
It sounds familiar.
Okay.
Sounds like a chick flick, Mark.
It's The Graduate. But
you're saying Hollywood creates this to some extent?
Hollywood absolutely creates the idea that you're going to, as the guy, if you hang on long enough, that
Is art creating life or is life creating art? Are those just lonely script writers that are projecting their own views
sure
of what they'd like to have happen with their female friends?
I'm sure this happened pre-Hollywood as well.
I'm sure it did.
Let's go back to the study here from scientificamerican.com. They're saying here that what makes this particularly interesting is that they were found within particular friendships. That is, these results. That is, each participant was only asked about the specific platonic friend with whom they entered the lab. This is not just a bit of confirmation for stereotypes about sex-hungry males and naive females. It's direct proof that two people can experience the exact same relationship in radically different ways.
Mm.
Men seem to see myriad opportunities for romance in their supposedly platonic opposite-sex friendships.
But don't do anything about it! Right? Isn't that what we're getting at here? They're seeing all
presumably
sorts
they have not revealed to this friend how they feel.
Right. Okay.
So let me ask you this, Nimi.
Hold on. One more sentence.
I love your questions for me, Mark.
Paragraph here. The women in these friendships, however, seem to have a completely different orientation, one that is actually platonic.
You know, I'm just wondering is if this... So in this circumstance, is it if the guy does man up, in my opinion, and finally asks the woman out or whatever it is he does, reveals his interest in her, do you think that this is likely to change her feelings? Or do you think that she's going...
I'm sorry, you're asking Nemi.
Yeah. When you get another X chromosome, you can open your yapper.
I love working here. It is so much fun.
Do you think that this is likely to change the woman's feelings in this area?
I would say rarely, if ever.
Rarely, if ever?
Rarely, if ever. Because speaking for myself, if I've gotten to be friends with someone, and this comes back to the honesty, if they've been sitting on this for a while, like we were talking about the guy who proposed marriage during the break. Marriage to me, and it came out of nowhere, and I was not even remotely interested in this guy, and dropped him like a bad habit, because he had been misrepresenting himself in the friendship, and to me that's dishonesty, and that's bad basis for a friendship.
His view was likely what these guys' view was, is that, she's willing to go to the park with me. She must be interested, right?
Hey, you buy me coffee, I'll go to the park with you, sure.
So
okay.
I also think that there's, to some extent, a... you know, differences in the way that the sexes approach sex. And I think this is obvious, right? Like, there's more of a burden on
keep
women.
Keep it in your pants, Mark.
I think that most guys don't want to keep it in their pants.
Right, I know.
Especially younger ones. And, you know, so that they, what often the people with the friendship want is that they understand innately that certain circumstances will create romantic situations. If you're at, say, if you take on a first date, you take a date skydiving or something like that, like, you're like, and you can share that moment in time of emotional rush with them. It's a good idea to be looking into their eye at this time. I don't know how you do that skydiving. But if then you're more likely to have some sort of connection.
And a successful relationship, actually. There was a study that came out not too long ago that said just that. If you wanted to go to it, it was right around Halloween time. If you wanted to go to a scary movie, it's a great place for a first date. Because if you get all jacked up on adrenaline and fear, you drawing closer to your date and improves your improves your chances in the future.
Yeah, I think it's a short term, but not the long term.
Right,
if you look at people who have been in traumatic situations and they often get together, you know, a guy saves a woman from a burning building, you know, they'll often get together in that situation. Generally, those relationships don't last because they're not on a foundation. A good foundation, here's a good rule of thumb for relationships, is find somebody who is raised in your same socioeconomic class with similar values, but has the opposite personality. So if you're an
similar
introvert,
plans for children as well.
Well, that's a good idea to have those. But, you know, I think those plans can change. I had no interest in having children when I got married. My wife convinced me on that.
To the outside observer, it seems clear that these vastly different views about the potential for romance and opposite-sex friendships could cause serious complications, and people within opposite-sex relationships agree. In a follow-up study, 249 adults, many of whom were married, were asked to list the positive and negative aspects of being friends with a specific member of the opposite sex. Variables related to romantic attraction, like our relationship could lead to romantic feelings, were five times more likely to be listed as negative aspects of the friendship as positive ones. However, the differences between men and women appeared here as well. Men were significantly more likely than females to list romantic attraction as a benefit of opposite-sex friendships, and this discrepancy increased as men aged. Males on the younger end of the spectrum were four times more likely than females to report romantic attraction as a benefit of opposite-sex friendships, whereas those on the older end of the spectrum were 10 times more likely to do the same.
Dirty old men, I'm not lying.
Wow.
Yeah,
855-453. You think they would have figured something out by then. All right, 855-450-3733. More on the study in moments. Your calls are welcome. Your thoughts, or bring up anything you want. Free Talk Live.
When you run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found Web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations. Absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call web.com today at 800-862-9475. That's 800-862-9475. Or visit web.com/radio.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want, toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give them to you, you can enjoy, including news updates. We got emailed updates that we can send you, which will include the latest information about Free Talk Live. Also, Twitter and Facebook are other ways to follow the show. You'll get the same stuff you get through email on Twitter and Facebook. Plus, you'll get questions, observations, some show prep while we're doing the show. So it's another way to get interactive. We're reading some of the Facebook responses to a question I'd asked earlier about whether or not men and women can, heterosexual men and women can get along as friends without a sexual component. So, you know, go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. Email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method is your favorite. They're all free. News.freetalklive.com.
There's at least one good thing about getting older. A no documentation reverse mortgage. And it's just like the mortgages in the past, except that you don't have to have even a credit report. There's no documentation, no credit report. You can get cash out of your property if you have enough equity. There's no problem with prior bankruptcies as long as you've got the equity in that property, foreclosures, short pay, etc. The only requirement for that loan is being 62 years of age and having some equity in your house. You can sell or refinance whenever you want. And best of all, no payments for the rest of the time you and your spouse live in the house. You can do an FHA reverse mortgage, and it's MortgageMinuteGuide.com. We've been doing business here on Free Talk Live with him for a while, and, you know, good folks over there. MortgageMinuteGuide.com. They'll call the number. It's right there on the website at MortgageMinuteGuide.com, and I'll give it to you here in just a second. They'll answer all your questions. They do loans in all 50 states at MortgageMinuteGuide.com. 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuide.com.
So we've been talking throughout the entire show tonight about, and it doesn't have to stay on this topic, you can bring up anything that you want. In fact, we're almost wrapping up this piece here from Scientific American, where they've done some studies of people. They started with a study of just undergraduates, so relatively young people, but then later finished up with a study that involved folks that were older, folks who were married, for instance. And they discovered that generally the same things are true over time, and that is that men significantly misinterpret the friendships that they have with women, believing that the women are romantically or could be romantically attracted to them, whereas the women significantly underestimate the man and what they're looking
their
for.
Their level of attraction.
Their level of attraction from the relationship. And as the summary here points out, taken together, these studies suggest that men and women have vastly different views of what it means to just be friends, and that these differing views have the potential to lead to trouble. Although women seem to be genuine in their belief that opposite-sex friendships are platonic, men seem to be unable to turn off their desire for something more. And even though both genders agree overall that attraction between platonic friends is more negative than positive, males are less likely than females to hold that view. So, can men and women be just friends? If we all thought like women, almost certainly. But if we all thought like men, we'd probably be facing a serious overpopulation crisis.
So, my wife, at one point, we had this conversation. You know, we've had this conversation here on Free Talk Live many times. And obviously, you know, the things spill over in your life. So I've been, I talked to my wife about it. And her thought on the thought on it was that, you know, if I limited myself to men who didn't find me attractive as far as male friends go, I wouldn't have male friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, since most women
So she's aware of their attraction?
She was at one point. I mean, she doesn't, I don't think she has any male friends that I'd really think of at this point. She has since we got married. She had one male friend at one point, and I suspect he was just kind of hoping that things would work out for him. I'm not going to tell my wife that she can't hang out with some dude, even though I believe that that guy wants to have sex with her.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she wants to have sex with him, then, well, you know, then she was going to want to have sex with the next guy. So why in the world would I stop her? I can't stop anybody from having sex with anybody. So I just wonder, is she the one of the cynical women crowd? Is that the idea, that she actually does see this and doesn't bother her?
Right, because the study says that in the initial study with at least the younger women, they were blind to the mindset of their opposite sex friends.
Well,
so they were not.
The older women were too.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm not going somewhere if I'm not looking for it, I don't see it.
It's interesting. Even though it may
now you know
be obvious.
And I still won't be looking for it, and I still won't see it.
Here's how you know.
They're with you.
Right.
It's a guy, and he's doing things with you.
Okay.
And you're hanging out by yourselves as two people, and you're not in a couple. That's how you know that
he's
the guy
interested.
Wants to, yeah.
So I suddenly got other plans for Christmas night, Mark.
Yeah, there you go.
Or I need a chaperone, one of the two.
I don't think you need a chaperone. You'll be fine.
You can bring up anything
Clearly,
you want.
These women are chaperoning themselves just fine.
You know, right. I mean, I don't know. I just don't. It's not on my radar.
Now you do.
Right. Especially if the person I'm with knows I'm in a relationship.
You know, and I think that some of the callers here have been correct that there is. Yeah, there's a rare chance that you're talking about friendship. It's just an uncommon situation. They found in this study that they brought in these, you know, opposite sex couples, but friend couples, and that, you know, the majority of the men, the overwhelming majority of the men thought that, oh yeah, something could happen here.
Yeah.
And the overwhelming majority of the women thought, no, nothing's going to happen here.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that there were some guys on the other side saying, oh yeah, nothing's going to happen here. And women saying, oh yeah, nothing's going to happen here. There's certainly a percentage chance of that. I don't know what the percentage was. 20, 15, 10%. Yeah, there you go. That's fine.
I'll link this piece here, the Scientific American article. I'll link it over on our Facebook and Twitter. You can dig in yourself because the study itself, Mark, is linked here. So if you really want to get into the details and the statistics and all that, they are available for you.
What do I look like, some kind of scientist?
I'm just letting you know.
Mark
John's
has it all figured out already.
Yeah,
he's in Virginia.
Crap.
John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Just wanted to give a better explanation of why you guys should be excited about the Bank of North Dakota.
Someone called last night about this idea of a state bank. Go ahead, pitch us.
Okay. First thing is it becomes a depository for all the state collections and fees, and the state agencies and the state itself does its banking there, and that wrests the control from the politicians and their cronies on Wall Street. That's
How does
number
that
one
get
advantage.
Okay, so then the politicians of the state would have control, right?
No, the way Bank of North Dakota is set up, it's set up as an independent non-political commission, and they've managed to make that work there for about 60 or 70 years. It just becomes death if a politician attempts to use it for political purposes.
I'm glad it's worked it out. It's always made me wonder, the idea that we should advocate state run banks instead of federal government run banks.
Well, okay, well, what am I missing here? Because it seems like the entire organization's purpose is political. Their goal is to fund the state.
Let me go through the other points.
But is their goal? Hold on a second. What I was looking at previously showed me that the Bank of North Dakota's goal, or at least the pitch on the Bank of Oregon, which they're trying to get started, is to fund state programs with low interest rates. I mean, isn't that political by nature?
Well, sort of, but they make farm loans, business loans, student loans, and infrastructure loans that are consistent with sound fiscal and banking practices. So it's not as political as deficit financing at the federal government level.
Are all those loans that they're making at market rates, or are they subsidized?
They are market rates, but you have to be in the state to qualify for them. So consequently, the farmer in North Dakota is not competing with the farmer in South Dakota for a limited supply of capital that's available through the Federal Reserve System.
Okay, so what you're saying is if I got a loan from the Bank of North Dakota versus TD Bank, that the rates would be similarly competitive, that the Bank of North Dakota would not be dramatically lower?
Not dramatically lower, no. But the advantage is that you get access to capital that you have to fight with others to get this socialized capital from through TD Bank and Wall Street and all these other people.
Where does the money come from, by the way? Is it taxpayer funded at all?
It acts as a banker's bank.
Hold on. Where do the startup funds come from?
From the state collections of taxes and the state collections.
So it's taxpayer funded bank.
That's where they get their deposits from. They force the state to do banking with them as opposed to a Wall Street bank like Chase or a Citibank or one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And
so, ultimately, you are still talking about a taxpayer-funded bank that, essentially increases the size of the state. How is this liberty-oriented in any way, shape, or form? I mean, I'm willing to continue to hear you out here, so stand by, John. I'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE.
I'm interested to know if this is related to interstate commerce and federal oversight in that regard. But I'm totally out of my realm, so I can't wait to hear
what the
callers
say. We'll come back with more here. Hour 3's next. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.